This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We are rolling along here on Pomp and Joe. We have Dan Zangrilli coming up today at noon, and then Gino DeMarco. And he'll join us at 1:40 as his career has come to an end. And what a career it was. We'll talk about that with him. In the meantime, we're talking about the Steelers offense. And if you have a take on it, please call 412-928-9370. We've gone through it. Overall, there have been a lot of changes. And I think over the last 3 years, Omar Khan has put his stamp on it, at least with moves that they've made. A lot of new starters, a lot of different people on their roster. Are you more encouraged than you were this time last year when you had Fields and Wilson? There was still a lot of excitement. I remember when Fields was traded to be here. People were really excited about that mood. And then Russell Wilson, you knew he got a guy who's been a multiple Pro Bowl guy. There was a lot of excitement. Are you more excited or less excited this year with Rodgers, Rudolph, and Will Howard?
I'm more excited, Bob. And I think a reason for that is just because basically what I said about Wilson before, like I was not the biggest Russell Wilson believer, thinking that he had much left in the tank. I really just did not think, I don't think it's going to work out very well for him in New York. I really don't. I just think he's kind of shot in being able to, we saw the first couple of games, he played really well. And then it seemed like the game really got to him and he wasn't able to make the big throws anymore, and there was the mobility was an issue, and he was arguing with Arthur Smith. And that's why I'm more excited for this season than I was last year, because I think their roster is better, but I really wonder by how much. I think that's the real question. How much better do you think their roster is this year?
Well, I think it's better, only because they have bigger guys with resumes on their roster. Now, whether or not they can live up to it and deliver those sorts of results here, I think DK Metcalf is a better number one than Pickens. Again, I would have liked to have had both here if I could, just because I wanted to see what it was like to have both of those guys. That did not happen, however, so now you have him, and you do have an opening there behind him. But I do think that one of the reasons why Jonnu Smith was included in that trade, because number one, Arthur Smith likes him, has had him, but they know he can do some things that you know, the elite tight ends can do, which almost make them, by default, a wide receiver too. So overall, we'll see. The one thing about it, the Steelers are not favored to win the majority of their games, even with this roster even with their schedule. They are underdogs in just about all but six of their games. Does that surprise you at all? Because it did me when I said, and these are future bets, obviously, things can change, but the betting odds do not look at the Steelers as a team that is going to be able to win a lot of their games.
No, I'm kind of surprised by that. And a lot of those games are early. Like the Browns twice is on there. The Jets game. Those are all games that you would expect. Like the Colts.
Yeah, but they've had trouble.
Yeah.
They've had trouble with Shane Steichen. They've had trouble with these kind of games.
But what about Minnesota? They're not even favored in the Ireland game against the Vikings. I'm a little surprised by that.
Well, again, they have issues there with J.J. McCarthy. What is the real J.J. McCarthy? Are we going to find that out? They seem to think he's, you know, because they were also in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And they chose to move away and not go there and favor J.J. McCarthy. We have not seen him play. So, you know, a lot of that is just up for pure speculation at this point. I would be surprised if the Steelers went to Ireland, and because of the support they'll get and where they're playing and the meaning of the game, I would not be shocked if they won that game. Even though the odds makers think differently at this point. All right, let's switch to defense. A lot of areas of concerns here, and they have a lot of named players again, but many of them are over the age of 30, and you're wondering what they can do. Starting with Derek Harmon, first-round picks normally come in these days and play. If he does, how impactful can he be, do you think, right off the bat, at his defensive end position?
He's going to need to be impactful. Now, how impactful will he be at the start? I worry a little bit about the injury. Like, I think that's just natural. Coming from college where he was banged up pretty frequently, if he could stay healthy, he's a monster. He's a really good player on the defensive line, especially in the run game. And that was a big reason why Oregon's defense was good against the run at the times that it was, because Harmon was at the key forefront to that. When he was at Michigan State, pretty similar. So I would hope that he can help their run defense not give up 300 yards to the Ravens. That would be a key first step. He could provide a couple of sacks and be a good run stuffer, good run defender, and just close up gaps that the likes of Mo Adams and Larry Ogunjobi, when he was even on the field, weren't really able to do. I think it'll help and take pressure off the secondary as well. So I expect Harmon to be a good player for them, but really not take a leap until about year two. If he could just be a solid run defender, I would take it.
Well, he has to be, along with Keanu Benton, who I didn't think had a good year two. And, of course, Cam Hayward's getting up there in age. But behind, and this is the interesting part of this, the depth of this defensive line. DeMarvin Leal has gone backwards. They've tried to move him around to try to get him more engaged. That hasn't worked. Dean Lowry is just a guy to have. Isaiah Loudermilk, once thought of as a fifth-round pick who could move in and make a difference. Now, they do have another draft pick here who I think, if you look at what he's been able to do, Y.A. Black is a guy who works well in the middle. He's a big person there behind Keanu Benton. And another guy we haven't really talked about is Logan Lee. He's been around. He's another big human being. Whether or not they can, you know, do what they have to do in the middle is going to be huge, because if they do stuff the run, then the rest of this defense can do what it's supposed to do. If they don't stop the run and it gets into the, you know, second level, then they got some issues there, as they did last year. So are you sold on this group of outside linebackers and inside linebackers? To start with Watt, I mean, we'll assume he's going to be here once he signs, again, still up in the air. In the middle, Patrick Queen, and I think Peyton Wilson will be your starter opposite him. They brought in Malik Harrison. They like him. They know that Cole Holcomb's coming back, but I don't know that you can trust him just because of the injury right off the bat. Peyton Wilson seems to be fast-tracking for that, and Alex Highsmith, those four.
This is going to be about Patrick Queen, Bob, and I don't know about you, but I think Queen needs to step it up and be better. Maybe it was all the
statistically, he looked like he did a good job, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, there were times where, whether it was lapses in communication, and we know that he's not really good in coverage. He needs to make big plays when big plays matter, and especially because he's being paid like it. And Steeler linebackers, there's an expectation that you end up making significant plays and you make big plays. And what do you think about Queen? Because I feel good about the linebackers, probably the best out of any position on defense. But Queen has to take a significant step for me, where it's not just him getting the petty game ball against the Ravens and going out there for the coin toss. Like, he needs to be able to be a consistent 17-game performer.
No question about it, and I think year two here will help him. He came here last year with high expectations, and again, the numbers were good statistically, but there were times where I thought, again, because of the defensive line and their issues, it impacted what those guys did second level when it came to tackling. So the numbers may have been inflated that way, but I think, yeah, he's a player who needs to make more of those high-impact plays. And then you have the cornerbacks. you know, a big year certainly for Joey Porter Jr. They brought in Darius Slay, and now with, you know, Ramsey in there, it's a very interesting situation. They have him, you know, as a guy who can move around. He'll play corner, he'll play deep, he'll do a lot of different things. They like Juan Thornhill. I don't know that if I do or don't.
Juan Thornhill's bad, Bob. Let's not sugarcoat it. He cannot be their starter.
At this point, he's listed as a starter in that safety position.
Well, yeah, because they have no one else. He can't be their starter. If he's their starter, they better play him 40 yards off the ball to make sure that he's not even in the play. He's not that good.
That's why Ramsey will get most. He'll move around back there, and it could be him on the field without Thornhill. But overall, these are guys who have name recognition. Whether or not they're going to bring it in terms of being an impact, I think is predicated on what they do up front, especially, and solving run games for other teams. We have some phone calls on the issue, don't we?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I believe we do.
Yeah, let's go to Max in Beaver County to start it off.
What's up, Max? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to talk real quick about the Steelers offense. You know, I think somebody said a little bit ago that we had an upgrade from Russell Wilson, and then now I think we also have an upgrade from Aaron Rodgers as well. And then I know the question is by how much. I think it's going to be by a significant margin. I think we're going to do better than we did last season. I don't know if it's by one game or by two games or maybe even three games, maybe even a playoff win. But, hey, that's my take. What do you guys think about that?
Were you in favor of this Aaron Rodgers signing before it happened and before the Fields contract with New York ever played out? Who did you want at the very beginning of this process?
At the very beginning of this process, I felt like Justin Fields was – really my number one option, but obviously, you know, I'm not in the Steelers organization by any means, but just from a fan perspective. But I think Aaron Rodgers, was probably my second best option.
Well, all right. Thank you. You're optimistic. That's good. A lot of people are. I think they more bought into Aaron Rodgers once he signed. There was a lot of people out there who didn't think it was worth the time. But Aaron Rodgers seems to be the kind of guy who internally has handled everything the right way. And you don't hear many people talk about him in a negative way. And I'm talking about his teammates. He lasted a long time in Green Bay, even in New York. While he did have his issues with, you know, the Pat McAfee show and bringing out, you know, some maybe internal, garbage that they had to deal with, and he brought it out front and center on that show. Other than that, I think he's viewed as a good teammate, and he seems to be willing to take Will Howard under his wing and whatever else is necessary there. So it's his last opportunity. Because of that, he may be highly motivated to go out in style.
Nicky is highly motivated, and sure, you can question the motivation that Rodgers might have had before he ultimately signed, where he was going on McAfee, oh, I don't know what's going on. Obviously, he had the personal issues, everything that was going on as well. But now that he's been signed, inviting the guys out to Malibu, being there for minicamp, and you might be saying, oh, well, I mean, of course, he's supposed to show up. Well, he didn't with the Jets. So let's take steps. Should it be this way with Rodgers? Maybe not. But let's at least take steps in the positive direction with this. And I feel like he is as committed as he can be and as committed as he will be to make sure that this season does not end up like last with Jets, which is a complete disappointment and a complete failure and just a bad mark on his resume.
So here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers. He's an avid golfer, too. And this week, he is listed as a contestant for the American Century Championship, which has become one of the best summertime golf traditions among celebrities. So you might remember a couple of years ago, Steph Curry won this thing. It's out in Edgewood Lake Tahoe. It's a really nice golf course. They bring in a lot of people. It's fan-friendly. So Steph Curry won it. Marty Fish won it last year. He's one of the guys to look at. But I looked at the odds here. There's some really big names, athletes. Aaron Rodgers is listed as 95-1 or 55-1, which puts him above 40 other people who are below him in the odds. His personal best is even par. I mean, he could pull a little bit of an upset here. Tony Romo is one of the heavy favorites too. He's a good golfer. So Aaron Rodgers this week, if you're interested, he'll be at that golf tournament. You could watch him play.
Have you ever golfed with Romo before, Bob?
No, we talk about it a lot, but we haven't done it. Just scheduling, it's very difficult. He's not here very often. And when he does come in, it's wintertime normally. So
yeah.
Unless we go to a simulator, which I'm going to propose that.
You should.
Why not?
We should get a social video of you and Tony hitting balls together.
I go down to this place called Nine Yards Golf Lounge in Washington, Canonsburg area. That it's really nice, and I think maybe we should do that. The problem is they come in very late in the week. And there's not a lot of time for them to do any kind of stuff like that. He probably doesn't travel with clubs either. But all right, we got another call here before we go to break. And before we bring in Dan Zangrilli.
Here is Bobby the Legend, he calls himself.
The Legend.
Bob. The Legend.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Good to hear your voice, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
You know what? Limits. You got to put me on your Whipple Bowl team, man. I'll put it in the stands for you, buddy.
Ah, thanks, Bobby. I need it.
Is that where you got your legendary legend topic because of the...
Yeah, seventh grade, Stowe Rocks Junior High. I put it up in the stands and win a championship. Anyway, getting on with the Steelers there, Bob. I got a couple rumors I heard. I don't know how Coach Tomlin's going to put up with this, but I heard Jalen Ramsey had a bad habit of being late for practice. And also, I hear Slade's knee's not too good. He's supposed to be hurt. I don't know if you guys heard anything about that, and I'd like to hear your interpretations about that.
Bobby, thanks for the call. I've heard nothing about – I do know this. Jalen Ramsey's been with four different teams.
Yeah, he's bounced
around. He's had some issues wherever he's been. Now, that doesn't mean he can't change those issues for a year here and do what he is good at doing, which is playing – you know, ball-hawking defense.
Yeah, but again, it seems like this is Tomlin again. Oh, big personality. Everything will be fine. We'll bring him into the Steelers, and the standard will be the standard, and there won't be any worry. There's going to come a time, Bob, where Jalen Ramsey says something that we run with on the show for probably a full week. Like, I'm anticipating it's going to happen.
Well, I think in social media these days, you get a lot of stuff like that that you can turn into something bigger than it really may not be. But he's not afraid to tell you how he feels, and sometimes that leads to controversies, as long as he plays well. And that's what they're banking on. They're banking on a guy who is a Pro Bowl and an all-pro caliber player. And I don't know. There's a backstory. I don't know about you, Austin. There is a backstory with Minkah Fitzpatrick. There's got to be something, because this just came out of the blue, it seemed to me.
Yeah.
And you can say that he wasn't in a position to make plays, whether that's on him, schematics, or whatever. He wasn't making the plays that they're paying him a lot of money to make. But there has to be something that led to this decision, because it was very quiet on the front until it all happened. So it'll be a very fascinating training camp. It starts in just a couple of weeks, and then, boom, we're getting the preseason games, and then before you know it, we'll turn the clock into September, and then here we go with another season. And the Steelers in one of the most competitive divisions in football, behind the Ravens and the Bengals, although I would put them ahead of the Bengals at this point. I'm going Ravens 1, Steelers 2, Bengals 3.
I would say the same. And to touch on the quick thing on Darius Slay that he brought up, there was a report or maybe just something that was touched on by an NFL insider at Fox that said that some concerns with Darius Slay's knee, just based on what he has gone through over the last couple of years. He had a procedure in 23. There's nothing like right now to be worried about, but he was mainly, I think, pointing out to, hey, he's 34. This could be an issue for the Steelers.
I mean, it might be, but you could say that about a lot of guys who have injuries.
Right.
You know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.